that dead air must mean it's my turn. Ron Sanchez here. This is KGLT and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. My thing just fell down. Okay, yeah. I was adjusting things and thought I had a few seconds more, but nope. Time to go. It's my show. Ready to go. It's the last show of the year for me this Friday. What's the date? Is it 27th, 28th, something like that? Well, I don't get to come back this year. Fair enough. I've done enough damage for the last 65 days, my share of those anyway. Probably 20, 25 or 26 shows. A lot of songs. And I'm got no plan. No year-end best of. No tributes to the dead or any other 60 San Francisco band. I'm just going to play some songs that I like. But before I can do that, there's a little bit of business to take care of, and then we just bang right into it. KGLT is supported by Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainabilityexchange.org. The Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the mineral kingdom with rocks, fossils, and minerals from Montana and around the world. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30 p.m., located near Albertsons at 5237 U.S. Highway 89 in Livingston, on Facebook at or phone 333-3050. And On-site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 406-551-6135. Weather, do we have weather? There it is, hiding. Mostly cloudy and cold. They're calling it 26 right now. They are calling for a high of 23. Low of 9 tonight. 35 tomorrow, warming up a little bit. Not as cold. I think it's supposed to return to cold and more weather later in the week. But right now it's pretty nice. Nice to see some snow on the ground after a big, long dry gap. I think when I was here 2 weeks ago, I was moaning about the state of things. But it's nice. I was out shoveling this morning. It's nice. It's starting to pile up. Not much, but good enough for now. And I guess we can expect more. But skiers seem happy so far. And there you go. That's what matters, isn't it? Anything else? Weather around town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the children's book drive continues at the Country Bookshelf. John Sherrill plays at Norris Hot Springs. The Donnie Allen Experience is at the Country Corner Cafe. Mike Herring is at the Carabiner Lounge in Big Sky. It's jazz with Montana Manouche at Red Tractor Pizza. Tea House Tango Night is at Townsend's Tea House. The Great Falls Americans are up against the Bozeman Ice Dogs at the Haynes Pavilion. The Earth Harp Collective is at the Warren Miller. Verge Theater presents Verge After Dark. And the Cold Hard Cash Show is at the Rialto. In Livingston, Tom Catmull plays at Uncorked. www.twang is at Chico Hot Springs. The Wind Drifters are at the Murray. And The Waiting plays at the Attic. In Helena, there's a teen movie marathon at the LNC Library. Wilbur Raymond Quartet is at the Staggering Ox. And Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs are at the LNC Tap Room. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yep. Okay, that's all you need to know. I'm going to do the best I can. I caught some virus this week, and I've been laid low. was in bed, laid in bed for like 19 hours straight the other day. I'm feeling a little better, but not my full 100%. But that won't stop me from giving you 110% on the radio.
Gone to the moon.
see, all the people listening thought they know what was coming up next. Nobody saw that one coming. That was a Jonathan King. It's a great hit. Everybody's gone to the moon. And I swear there's an era of Flaming Lips where they just ripped that one right off. If you don't believe me, I'll show you, but not today. Start off the Charlatans from their compilation Amazing Charlatans. You heard the short version of Alabama Bound. I was actually looking for Wabash Cannonball, but it's on the other record, and I grabbed the wrong one without looking. But you got a train song anyway. That's what I wanted. From the Charlatans, that's what I wanted. We're the Kinks from Village Green, the last of steam-powered trains. A remake of Smokestack Lightning with some extra chords added, but same idea. Flaming Groovies from the last of the classic albums, Jumpin' in the Night. You heard Last Plane Home. And I bumped into the Groovies in London that summer of 1978 after they had finished touring with Radio Birdman. And both of them got dropped by Sire Records. So there was some funny business going on. And the Groovies got stuck there. They were stuck in London with no money. But we were all seeing Rock Pile, so that'll cheer you right up. And I had some San Francisco treats for them, too, so they were very, very happy. We're The Who from Odds and Sods. You heard Glow Girl. And Dukes of Stratosphere from their debut, 25 O'Clock, Bike Ride to the Moon. I wrote that down, right? Which borrows liberally from the band Tomorrow, their song My White Bicycle. But who wouldn't steal from that one? And finish up with Jonathan King. Everybody's gone to the moon. 3:25. I think there's some people listening. Some people checked in already. Mark Owen and Pete Gifford. They both said hi. And I know some other people listening. So there you go. That's what the whole idea is. If you play radio in the woods, does anybody hear it? Yeah, I think so. The squirrels, anyway, the chipmunks. I didn't put up anything. It's the end of the year. I'm going to take a look and see what's going on. There can't be much going on those last few days of the year. But let me tell you this, which is going on and is very important. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the daily 3 o'clock hour of this Friday show is underwritten. In part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College and 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Going on 26, I bet. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. And you know, Rouse is that's sort of the going to become the main a big chunk of the ring road around Bozeman. Yeah, I think you see that coming, you know, up to Oak Street and over and around. And you come all the way back down to Keggy. And you can get around town that way. And Rouse is getting a big upgrade. They're going to do the second half of it this coming year. It's all torn up right now. And it's probably going to be a mess for a while next year. But once they straighten it out, it's going to be nice. That intersection of Rouse and Peach, the craziest intersection in town. If you ever get behind somebody at a rush hour who's trying to make a left turn, forget it. So I think they're going to straighten that out and put a light in and all that stuff. Progress, I guess. We've got to accommodate people here. If we're going to live here, can't be total chaos. And I'm all in favor of progress. You know, no Luddite here. Let's move forward. I walk anyway. You know, I live downtown, so I live in Midtown. And we'll probably see 7th getting spiffed up some more soon. I know there's things planned. Okay, well, that's enough to tell you. I got more music. I want to go this way, reverse order. I forgot to play these records 2 weeks ago. I got them a month ago, I guess. Two brand new Got It By Voices EPs. Looks like about 12 songs total. And I think that you put several EPs together and you get a whole album. I think that was sort of the idea. Not sure, because I have another one that came out a while back, too. So a total of, I don't know, if I have 12 songs here, that's an album right there. But I think there's one other that sort of fits together too. And there's a new album coming out soon. I think I ordered it already. Yeah, it's coming out in January. Those guys. And I bumped into there's a discussion on there's a Guided by Voices Facebook group. There are probably several, but there's one I participate in. And people were asking, do you ever hear Guided by Voices on the radio in your town? And a lot of people chimed in, which is really encouraging. Sometimes I can't get that feeling when I research college radio stations. I know here at KJLT, a lot of people play Guided by Voices. So here you go. This is brand new. It's one of the best albums of the year. It's a collaboration between Dream Syndicate, Rain Parade, 3 o'clock, and the Bangles, covering each other's records. I played a bunch of it a couple shows ago. And there's another one, Dream Syndicate, covering Rain Parade. And it's a good one. It was a Record Store Day release for Black Friday, but it'll be out in February now. The demand for it is so high, it's taking longer to get a repressing. And it's hit the charts even just from the Black Friday release, which is fantastic, and it's got rave reviews. Call a lot of attention to those bands, and they're all still active. Dream Syndicate had a record out this year. Rain Parade hasn't, but there should be something in the near future. And they all played a couple 3 years ago. They did a big pair of shows in San Francisco and L.A. And the four bands, and I think it went over really well. I've seen Rain Parade quite a few times in the last few years, and they are firing on all six or seven cylinders, depending on who shows up that day. So check that out. It's well worth your trouble. Just great music straight across the board on that double album set. We start off with a couple of Guided by Voices. From the EP 100 Dugs, you heard Bury the Mouse, and from the Wine Cork Stonehenge, you heard My Angel. And they sound good. The song's really short, though. Gotta move fast when you're playing them, and it's good stuff from those guys. And I gotta go see them again. I haven't seen the reformed band. I saw the classic lineup a few years ago, and it was really nice, but I'd love to see this new band. From all reports, it's the best ever yet, so can't beat that. Still got nothing to say. I'll get back to that later. I got more music and something new again. This just came out 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, from a good friend of mine, Penny Eichinger. She's actually played in Bozeman. She played a couple shows here in Bozeman quite a few years ago, if you're lucky to see. And she actually played a live session on the show. And she's done her third full-length album. Recorded in Tokyo. It's called Tokyo, and it's a Japanese band plus Dennis Tech, who co-wrote quite a few of the songs with her. And did he write some himself, or are they all co-writes? Looks like co-writes. And Penny wrote some. And it's a guitar rockin' album. She sent me a note saying how she's trying to do something different every record. Well, that's the idea, isn't it? This is brand new.
Searching for the one. Searching for the one. We'll be right back.